Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Good morning. It's 12 minutes after 8 o'clock, 53 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. Glad to have you with us on Tuesday's edition of Palmetto Mornings. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Hello to our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app, those also watching on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live. We have in the studio Brown Simpson, the director of Fort Mill Parks and Rec. Brown, we continue to bring in all of our local leaders into the radio station to give us an update of how the coronavirus is affecting various aspects of people's lives. And of course, Parks and Rec, a big part of people's lives. They love going outside. They love taking advantage of what amenities we have here. But with COVID-19, you can't take any chances.
No, we can't, guys. And it's been a tough time for us. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. We appreciate the people in the town of Fort Mill being very patient with what we're trying to do and try to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. And, of course, you guys know that we shut the parks down last Monday on an emergency ordinance in Fort Mill by the Fort Mill Town Council. It was a tough decision, but we felt like it was the right decision to make, considering the circumstances that we're dealing with right now. So a lot of tough choices, but we feel like it was the right one to make.
And it takes a little while for the community to catch up because we take our parks for granted. Mm-hmm. We think, oh, we've got time to get out and walk. But when you say a park is shut down, like Elijah, it's shut down. I mean, even for walking, you want to make sure that you abide by the rules.
Yeah, we do. We've got signs and we've got barricades at all of the corners of all of our parks, especially into our parking lots. We had to barricade those off. And, of course, we put the COVID-19 warning signs up due to the parks being closed. So, yeah, it was a tough choice to make, but, you know, it's sometimes you just got to make tough choices, and you got to look at the long run what's going to be better for everybody. Mm-hmm. So, and especially yesterday with the governor coming out and saying he didn't want three or more people in a public place. You know, it's every day it seems like things are changing.
They are, by the minute. And we just do our best to keep up, but some of it is really depressing, and I think it's important to keep our hope in check. Do we have any idea from the parks perspective when?
Well, what we did do is we shut down all of our programs, our spring recreation programs, and, of course, we had people that would use the old Bank Street gym. We had a group that would play pickleball every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning. We had guys that would come in and play basketball Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 6 a.m. So we've had to shut all those programs down. And right now we've got those shut down to April the 12th.
Okay.
And we're going to look at everything and see where we are with this virus in the country. And we'll make a decision before then on what we're going to do. So, but it just seems like every day everything just gets pushed back a little bit more.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But we're trying to be safe in the long
run. And people are understanding. I know you had to cancel the South Carolina Strawberry Festival. It was May the 2nd, as Mayor Gwen Savage told us. It is almost a month and a half out, but you have so much planning and so many vendors that it's better now to let them know you're not having it, so if they can go elsewhere for work. You want to help them as much as you want to give folks a plenty of time to cancel, to make other plans.
I think the key thing, like you said, Lucas, is communication and early communication. And yeah, that was a tough decision. I mean, we had our challenges already this year with construction in the park, with the new amphitheater that's going to be built. We're going to have half that park was going to be shut down anyway with construction zone. It was a tough decision, and I think it was the right decision to make early on. Let me mention something that is positive.
Sure, yeah.
We had a pre-bid meeting last week on the new amphitheater and bathroom facilities at Elijah and Calhoun Street Parks, and we did a pre-bid on that. The bids are due by April the 2nd, and we hope to take that to town council by April the 14th so we can award a contract to a general contracting company to start that work.
That's exciting.
And right now in the contract, it looks like it's going to take around 300 days to get that project completed.
Okay.
So This time next year, hopefully we will be set with a new amphitheater, new bathroom facility at Walter Elijah Park, and we'll have kind of a rebirth of the South Carolina Strawberry Festival.
I love it. That's perfect.
Brown Simpson is the director of Fort Mill Parks and Rec. Brown, again, looking at the silver lining during this time when so many events, places are closed. It also gives us, I assume, your departments more time to work on things that normally they have to work on here and there. They're able just to focus maybe 2 or 3 days to get the projects done instead of spread out over 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, our maintenance staff has been trying to catch up with some projects that we've been needing to do in the parks and everything, maybe some painting in bathrooms and things like that that we can't do because they're getting ball fields ready and things for athletic events. So we've been working on that also too. And if people don't know, we did have to make some adjustments in town hall also too. Town hall is closed, but it is open for business. We still have staff in there that's working. We've got the drive-through windows.
Isn't that great that you have a drive-through window?
No, we didn't have that in the old building.
No, you didn't.
But we got it now, so we can take utility payments through the drive-through, and then also to building permits. If you need to get those, you can come through the other drive-through window, business licenses, things like that. So we're still open for business.
You do that, and you also pick up the phone and call. You can call, so you can do that. And if you have to transfer material, again, you've got the drive-through services
That's correct. So all that's still open. So.
And that communication, you are really putting it out in all the possible ways people can find it, whether it's through Facebook or whether it's through Twitter or even website,
yes,
which seems old school now. Used to be the cutting edge, right? The website, but
that's
now.
Right. And one thing that we're doing too internally is we have a conference call every day. Our town manager, Davey Broom, we have a conference call with all the department heads that kind of lets us know what's going on. Maybe something's changed, and then what we're doing as departments too, also. So,
and that goes just within the town of Fort Mill. You also talk with other municipalities, parks and rec folks within York County.
Yeah, we had a conference call yesterday with all we've called the York County Recreation Coalition. With all the municipal governments that provide recreation, City of York, City of TK, Town of Fort Mill, City of Rock Hill, and also the Town of Clover. So we did that yesterday, and we're going to have reconvene and do another one next Tuesday too to make sure, because a lot of us play sports together, rec sports together. So we're just trying to make sure we keep that open line of communication, and I think that's important.
Brown Simpson, again, is the director of Fort Mill Parks and Rec. As always, Brown, it's always good to have you in here.
Great information.
It's like a member of the family comes home.
Well, that's right. And I would say two of my favorite people, but now Tyler's here, too.
I know.
Three of my favorite people.
Well, we like him, too, so we say the same thing. Well, we appreciate it. We're very blessed, Brown. You're great, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks so much.